Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, it's a new year. It has that new year smell. Do you smell it?
My nose is a little stuffed.
Oh my God, mine too. I'm having a little thing.
You often get allergies.
Well, mine are allergies. Yes, I do get allergies. So I'm always on a nasal spray and a Claritin D or whatever, you know. But and I'm out of my spray. So I'm thinking this might be it. But it also, maybe it's the traveling. I think it might be a sinus infection. For a second, I thought, you know, everything now you get a hangnail. You're like, do I have COVID? I don't.
Yeah.
Do I have a cold? I couldn't figure it out. And I'm still on the fence. But I have this Navage thing where it's
okay. I was going to bring this up because you did that on me.
Yes. So it's this, you've heard of like a neti pot where it's like saline solution. So this is like a robo.
Hold on. But if people don't know what a neti pot is, you basically pour salinated, is that a word? Water into one nostril and let it come out the other nostril. Like it's very old school.
Yeah. Like you remember those straws that are like curly cues? Do you remember like the plastic straws? So I always picture the saline solution going like that through your nasal passages. It's like,
it totally does.
Yeah.
It does.
But so now that's how the pilgrims did it with a neti pot. The way you do it now is this motorized thing where it's like, and it like just totally has its way with your nasal passages. I do it every morning.
Do you really? Every single morning?
Yeah.
So I feel like you kind of have a long morning routine.
I do that
as part of your.
Yes, I do that. I do a vitamin C gel. I think it's on recipes.com as one of my recommendations. And I also do my Metamucil, my sugar-free Metamucil, just because.
Which whenever I'm visiting you, you always make me my own glass of Meta.
I'm a Meta pusher.
He's a Meta pusher.
I'm a Meta pusher. Hello, I'm Ross Matthews.
And I'm Ross's bestie since high school, Bethy Hungerford.
And even though we live on opposite sides of the country, we talk on the phone every single day. And what do we talk about most?
Food.
Yes, food. And your non-existent dating life.
Oh my God.
But mostly food.
I'm a cookbook author.
Yeah, you are. And I've taken the reins of my health by cooking every single day. I call them my recipes. They crack the code on delicious food that's actually good for you.
And now we're sharing the food-obsessed convos we have every day with all of you.
Yep, it's all about food, friends, and fun. This is Hello Recipes. Well, it is a brand new year. Happy 2024 to you. I haven't seen you since last year, Bethy. Hi.
I haven't seen you in person in forever.
I know. That's got to change. But I don't know when. But I got to say, I'm looking at you right now on Zoom. You look fabulous.
Thank you. So do you.
Thanks. Oh, you noticed. Thanks so much. Because before the break, we talked about, you know, it is the time everyone starts anew in January. Like, okay, well, I'm going to get my stuff together. And we had talked about before we went out on break that we were going to start early. We were going to get it together now. So we had a head start.
Because I think you said that.
Well, that was my plan. It's like, I'm going to get my stuff to start getting it together now. So because if I can survive the holidays without putting a ton of weight on, then I'm ahead of the game, right?
Yes.
So that was my intention. And guess what I did today?
What? Something good?
I weighed myself.
Okay. I did too.
Oh,
I didn't do it yesterday. I did it today.
Me too. Are we on the same cycle? Cause we didn't even talk about that. We were going to do that. I did weigh myself.
Oh my gosh. We're linked telepathically.
Yeah.
On so many levels. Uh-huh. I went out and bought a scale. I had to buy one.
Okay.
And
what kind of scale did you get? What kind?
Fake marble. It was on sale for $15 at Target.
Cute. It's fake marble scale. So it's pretty. You can leave it out.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's just, it's simple. It's a classic.
Now, while you were shopping for scales, did you weigh your options? Okay. Now continue.
I did take a number of them over to the little scanner thing where it tells you the price.
I love that thing.
I do too.
Okay. So you got a $15.
We could talk about Target all day. Okay. So I got a scale and I weighed myself this morning. Are we going to talk numbers?
Not specifics. Okay. I don't know that I'm comfortable saying a specific number because then people look at you and think that number. Yeah. And I don't like it.
Okay, great.
I can tell club that I'm in. I'm in a club.
What is your club?
Well, I lived in the two clubs for years, yes, most of my life. And now I'm, mm-hmm, I'm in the one club and I'm never getting to the two club again. And I live a few blocks down from the two club. You know what I'm saying?
Great.
Yeah. Like, and by blocks, I mean like chunks of 10. You understand?
I understand. And I'm around there as well.
So I'm in the 170 block.
I'm in the 160 block.
Understood. Now I want to tell you this before the vacation.
Mm-hmm. So we just told people what we were.
Whatever. What are you going to do? Before the vacation, I was in the lower 180 block. Today, okay, I'm in the upper 170 block.
That's great. So you progressed.
I lost a couple pounds during the break.
Why?
What?
Why for?
I did the unthinkable. I did the impossible. During the holiday break, I didn't put on weight. I lost a couple. I could not believe it. I got on the scale this morning. When you're like, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, I cannot tell if I've gained 20 pounds or lost, yes, 3. I can't tell, right?
Yes.
I got on and the number on the scale, I had to get off and get back on. I got off and like kind of kicked it. Just to, like, give it a little. And then I got back on it. And listen, this is after I told you, you know, before the break that after the summer tour and everything, it was creeping up like a pound a week. And like, or, you know what I mean? Like, it'd been up like 5 or so pounds. And I was like, what am I doing? So I was almost emotional. It's weird that like 4 pounds or whatever can make you emotional. But
well, because you've had to work in the past, I have, and I know you have, worked so hard to lose, you know, even just 4 pounds, and for it to just kind of happen is unfair.
Unfair. But I'll tell you this, it was hard work and it was decisions. Every day I made a decision. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it was
good.
Well, no, I still indulged in things, but I was like, no, I'm not going to have that. No, I really was being disciplined, I should say, you know?
And you are. Like, I have seen you make some near impossible decisions. One time I was visiting you in LA and you wanted
me there?
And you wanted me to try a pizza and tell the people what the pizza was.
Oh, the pizza. Oh, it's the best pizza. I'm going to talk about the best pizza. It is from Domino's and it's the thin crust spinach pizza. It's under like specialty pizzas and just order it as is. It comes with like a white sauce, cheese, white onion, spinach, and then get it on thin crust and then get the marinara on the side. Order as is and don't mess with it. People go, oh, I got it with chicken. Did I say you had chicken? No. Get it as is. I broke up with that pizza. I haven't had that in a long time.
I know. And just before I tell the story, what do you do when you open the marinara? Because that's part of the experience.
Well, you open the pizza box and then you open the marinara. It's a little you take the paper plastic lid off of the plastic, mm-hmm, cup and then you slap it on the inside top of the lid and then it's just there for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So I was living in London and couldn't get that pizza. And I was visiting you and you were like, you have to try this pizza and I'm going to order it for you. And I was, mm-hmm, like, oh my gosh, we're having pizza for dinner. And you're like, no, you're having pizza for dinner. I'm going to watch you.
Did I really do that? I don't even remember that.
We sat on your bed and I ate a pizza in front of you.
Wow.
And you were like, tell me everything. How good is that right now? That's how Ross and Bethy do sexy time.
That's how we get really messy in bed. Oh God. So you bought the scale and you're like, okay, I'm going to get on it. Now, what did you think? Because how long has it been since you weighed yourself?
Summer.
Okay. I know this like hiding from the scale thing. I've done it. Mm-hmm. I know it. I've done it until this morning. I did it, right? Mm-hmm. So I know within the scale staring at you, you're like, hello, old friend. Mm-hmm. It's you again. It's almost like the Wild Wild West. Wong, 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 wong. Yeah, and you're like, okay, okay. I'm going to walk too slowly. Then I'm going to pull the trigger and get on. So
naked.
You have to weigh yourself naked, by the way. And an ideal time to weigh is mm-hmm. if you can wake up, have a movement.
A movement.
Mm-hmm.
We understand.
Get naked and weigh yourself then. That's the perfect time. I don't even like a sip of water. I like to mm-hmm. like...
Do you take your jewelry off?
Yeah, not my ring, my wedding ring, but my watch I'll take off, you know.
Mm-hmm. Socks?
Oh God, yes.
Underwear?
Yeah. What? Yes.
What don't I understand about naked?
Yeah, naked. Naked. You. So what were you, how did you weigh yourself this morning?
I got up, was in my pajamas, wanted a cup of coffee. And I was like, I have to weigh myself before I have my first sip of coffee. So I woke up, took all my clothes off. Uh-huh. Well, first I had to go get the scale and I'm naked at this point because I forgot I hadn't opened the scale. Okay. Ripping the cardboard off the scale.
Okay.
And then fully naked, weighed myself and then put my pajamas back on and made coffee.
Okay. And when you saw where the neighborhood that you're in, the block that you're in.
Yes.
What goes through your mind? I mean,
I was mentally prepared for it to be around the number it was.
Okay, great. Great.
Yes.
You know, and this is so universal, and it's why I encourage people to weigh themselves when they start this journey, because a lot of people don't want to see the number, but what motivates me is seeing that number goes down and or maintaining that the number you want to be at. It is so, because it gives you an actual context of your hard work.
Yes.
And I also want to say this, it is not all about what the scale says, but it's kind yes. of sometimes about what the scale says. There are non-scale victories, your jeans fitting, you going mm-hmm. upstairs and breathing easier. That stuff is equally as important as what the number on the scale says. But
yeah,
the number on the scale does matter. You guys, I don't like it when people say it's not about the scale. It's not only about the scale.
Well said. It's not only about the scale.
Absolutely. And every other kind of non-scale victory is equally as important, but we should not discount it because the scale doesn't lie, except for one. I had one that lied. And because I had two scales and one was always like 1.7 pounds higher. And I was like, you son of, really? If I could just put some terrible karma on that, I got rid of it.
Oh, great. Like garbage, I hope you gave it.
No. I'm not giving that away. I'm not that's bad karma on me.
Well, you should have given it to give it to a mortal enemy.
Well, Bethy, I didn't know your address. Okay. So now you have your starting point.
Okay. So now I have my starting point.
Yeah. And can I just tell you, I want to encourage everybody listening now who, whether they're ready or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should weigh yourself. You should know where you are.
This is controversial.
It is controversial, but I really mm-hmm. believe in it because it is so scary. It may not be, Bethy, in your case, it's not as bad as you think, right? Mm-hmm. Because the idea of it was tormenting you, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you feel now that you've done it, now that you know where you are?
Relieved and motivated.
Interesting. Why?
Because I was in the 1.5s. At one point, and now I'm back in the 1.6s, and I'm very competitive. So I'm very motivated to get back into the 1.5s and then the 1.4s and then the 1.3s.
Whoa.
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 Where'd Bethy go? Now I want you. Let me tell you something. I love you wherever, whatever neighborhood you're in, whatever block you
Same
live
girl.
In.
Same.
But I do think, God, it is controversial for me to say that, right?
Because, mm-hmm. It really is.
But I think you kind of need to know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to know if you are going up or backtracking, if you however you mm-hmm. want to say it, or you have to be able to mark your progress. You know, this journey is really difficult and you deserve those rewards. And wherever you get your rewards in terms of like acknowledgement of your hard work, wherever you can get that, I say, get it. I say, get it. So I'm encouraging people right now, today, by yourself, naked, or tomorrow morning, right after. By the way, sometimes you're like, I don't want the coffee because is the coffee going to make me weigh like an ounce more? But then I'm like, sometimes I need the coffee. So I go,
movement. Okay. But hold on. If you're doing your initial check-in, do it pre-movement. And then And then the next day. So that's what I played this morning.
Okay. So then that's good. Like, you have a big meal, weigh yourself, and then weigh yourself first thing tomorrow morning. You're going to be like, oh my God, I already lost a pound. Great.
Yeah. Great.
But just do it, I think, because let's start this year and know where we are. Mm-hmm. Whether you get on a scale again tomorrow morning or 6 months from now, at least you know where you are today.
Mm-hmm.
So your journey can start. That's my recommendation.
It's not 100% accurate because muscle weighs more than fat.
Totes.
And, you know, their water weight, all of those things. But overall, it's an easy way to check in.
Well, it just tells you what block you live in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm proud of you. I'm proud of me. I'm proud of us.
Thank you. Should I update the people on part of my journey?
Yeah. I didn't know if for sure if you were ready to talk about that or what.
Yeah. So I shared last time that my dad was dying. And I can share this time that dad passed away peacefully on Christmas morning. And he spent the last couple of weeks eating his favorite foods. And my brother and I would sing to him, and I would sing to him, and we'd talk to him. And it was beautiful, and a beautiful passing. And to me, beautiful that it was Christmas, even though the kids and I eventually had Christmas in a bedroom upstairs while we waited for somebody to get dad downstairs.
You know, life. That is life, isn't that right there?
Yeah. But I'm still very grateful. Grateful we got him home today. Grateful we were all here. Yeah. So now, you know, it's all funeral planning and writing the obituary. And it's just, it's all of that stuff in the midst of Christmas and New Year's and all of that, which has been odd. But I feel like now that that big part of my journey is finished, that I hope I can get that to motivate me to start this next part of my journey with a little self-care mixed in. Because as I talked about before, last time my self-care, well, for the last 5 years, my self-care has not been the best. But I'm hoping that will change with FUPA no more.
With the big challenge that we're doing. Well, for starters, I want to just say, you know, and we've talked, of course, off of this, but I'm so sorry. And I love you. And, I my thoughts are with you. And, you know, thanks for sharing with the audience. I think you speak for a lot of people who are juggling. I mean, all of us are juggling so much that taking care of ourselves sort of becomes back burner and not even on the stovetop at a certain point. And you have been, you said, survival mode and taking care of others mode for so long. So, you know, you're now in grieving mode, and if we're here for you, I'm here for you. You know that. But your health is paramount, and that's something you do learn when you see someone you love so up close.
Oh my gosh. Cause he was only 74. Yeah. That's, I mean, and your dad was a lot younger when he died, but it just seems so unfair.
Yeah.
It feels unfair.
Yeah.
But, which is why I just try to focus on the good, and honest to God, it helps me enormously. Yeah. Cause if you look for the good, you'll find it.
Yeah.
If you look for the bad, you'll find it.
Well, the bad's easy to find, isn't it? Right? Because it's the stuff that hurts so much. But there is beautiful. Yeah. There are beautiful things that happen in those times, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm so glad that you're finding those and that you got to be with him. And
yeah,
you now have the Thank lessons, you. Not only that he gave to you in life, but he gave to you
in his death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you so much.
I love you.
Well, here's a transition. When we come back,
what's he gonna say?
It's our ingredient of the week.
Okay, great.
we'll be right back.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
And welcome back to the program. Wow, roller coaster of emotions here. The show goes on.
Yes.
So what is, Bethy, what is our ingredient of the week? And by the way, I do have something that I think is going to really cheer you up to share with you right after the ingredient of the week. I've been waiting to tell you about it. I think you're going to love it.
I'm so curious.
Okay.
I'm guessing that this is the most common ingredient, like most used ingredient ever.
Ever. Olive oil.
No.
Salt.
No.
Water.
Water.
Right. Is it water?
The answer is water.
What are you talking about? H2OMG.
Oh.
Okay. What? Water, really?
Okay. So my dad, this ingredient of the week is in memory of my dad, who worked for the water company for over 30 years, and he loved water. Said it was best. Right from the tap, because he worked for the local water company, of course. So
well, in our hometown, we did drink water from the tap, I have to tell you, and it was the best water.
Because of my dad. That's why.
Yes.
Yes. You said that like you don't believe me.
No, I said like, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And best water ever from the hose in the summer.
Ugh.
Or in a hot bath when we were kids. My dad would give us a cup of cold water from the tap. Cup of cold water in the hot bath was like the height of luxury for me as a kid.
Oh my God. It was the caviar of Washington State water.
Yes. And something my dad always said about water that I find fascinating is that, as we know, matter is never created nor destroyed, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
So the water that's in our system right now, in our world, was also the same water that in 1492, all of those molecules are the same. So the water, the tears that somebody cried in the 5th century, those molecules you could be drinking in your coffee this morning. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I'm looking at you like you're high, and I'm not sure you're not.
I
Bethy, but water evaporates.
It evaporates and then it comes back down, but those molecules have been around forever. So the water that you are going to drink today, those are the same molecules that that were in the atmosphere that rained on Shakespeare as he was writing Macbeth.
Then why am I paying for like Aquafina and Fuji? Why not? I mean, if it's all just sweat.
It is. Yeah. A gladiator sweat.
You keep talking.
Molecule.
Okay.
Okay. Is well, now in that water bottle.
Thank you. That was our weirdest ingredient of the wink ever. Okay. So I'm obsessed with something. You know, I love the TikTok. I get into
yes.
it. And I like going down like the food TikTok and the algorithm really knows what I like now. But yeah. It's a specific kind of food TikTok. Like I sent you a TikTok of this girl who does like really angry cooking. I don't know if you got a chance to see it. I'll send it to you again because it's really good. She's like, she talks to the camera. She's just like, we're making chicken and dumplings. Right. And then she'll just like be angry. She'll like throw the ingredients down. And she's like, I put garlic salt in mine. Don't put it in yours. If you don't want, I don't care. So it makes me laugh.
Okay.
I like new spins on it. So these Wellington actually found these ones and sent it to me. They didn't come on my algorithm, but I'm fully obsessed. They're called the VIP list. And they do like restaurant reviews. But they talk like the kids and there's like some swearing in it and and they're kind of like Valley Girl about it. And like, they go to like luxury restaurants in New York or hole in the wall places and review them. But they have a catchphrase, like a tagline at the end.
Okay.
And I'm so jealous that I haven't stolen this tagline. So they'll like review it and be like, this was disgusting. And then they say their tagline. And what do you think their tagline is? And it's all I say now.
What? How do I not know this?
Because it's only been like a week.
Okay. So that was disgusting.
Or they'll be like, it's delicious. And if you don't eat it, I don't even know who you are. Insert tagline at the end of every video.
Gosh. I have no idea.
It's the best tagline ever. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Go cry about it. Go cry about it.
Go cry about it.
So whether you like it or hate it, go cry about it.
Go cry about it.
It's so good. I can't even believe it. Oh my God. Here, I'm going to just play you some of their reviews. Okay. This is them. They live in Manhattan. This is them reviewing a restaurant in Brooklyn. They're so funny. I don't know them. I would love to meet them. If I did, I'd probably just start crying about it.
Go cry about it.
Here they are, the VIP list on TikTok.
This might be the best brunch in New York City, and it's in Brooklyn. Go cry about it. Yes, Williamsburg is basically a flight away, but I would do anything for this sticky bun ice cream sandwich. Sometimes you just have to order two different types of bread for brunch. You Ozempic girlies wouldn't understand. This hot honey pizza had a whop, and this stracciatella cured my seasonal depression. They put a little too much salt on the carbonara, and the gem salad needed more dressing, but this mushroom? Usually I'm not f***ing with mushrooms like that, but this one was incredible. If shishitos are on the menu, they're getting ordered, and the sticky bun sandwich with dulce de leche ice cream f***ed a little too hard. Like, it's going to take me a while to get over this. Honestly, an ideal Sunday spot. They also had bottomless mimosas and, more importantly, Shirley Temples. Roberta's is worth the hype. You're welcome.
Okay, hold on. See, right? And we have bleeped the swear word. So they're, you know, okay. But here's one for Carbone is like a really hard restaurant to get into. Okay. Here's what they have to say.
Well, you're out here waiting 9 months for a Carbone res. Like, it's a fucking pregnancy. Here are five of our favorite restaurants with same day reservations. Go cry about it.
Okay, great. Or they'll talk about this. I love the review of Bazaar, this restaurant.
Okay.
Nice. Super fancy. Listen to this.
Why isn't this the most viral restaurant in New York? Let me get this straight. There are Japanese Spanish tapas being served at the Ritz-Carlton, and you're still sleeping. Where is the food blogger coverage for these caviar cones and foie gras cotton candy? These dishes belong in the fucking Louvre. I don't even know what fish this crudo was, but it hit different. This is one of the best meals I've had in a while. The Bazaar by Jose Andres f***s beyond belief. Go cry about it.
Okay. It's so, I have to tell you, I just, congratulations to the VIP list. You are just doing restaurant reviews. Like, I want them and I could cry about
go
it.
Go cry about it.
I might. Thank you so much.
But hold on.
I will. Okay.
Ross.
Yeah.
This, you have basically found the reality show of food recommendations.
Go cry about it.
I have. And I like their voices. There's two of them. I like their voices. I like the vernacular. And mm-hmm. I just love a tagline. And I could honestly just get emotional.
Go cry about it.
It's so good. So Wellington and I all the time will be like, oh my God, the football game is about to start. Go cry about it. Everything. Oh my God, I'm so tired. Go cry about it.
It's my new favorite catchphrase.
Go cry about it.
It's really good. I just have to, if you see people, and I would love to have them on here. Can you imagine if we had the VIP? Oh my God, can we reach out? Oh, I'm going to do it right now. Hello.
Oh my gosh.
Obsessed with you. Will you come on our podcast? Hello, recipes. And then I put a pink heart. I sent it.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how to find out if they follow me in TikTok, but what am I going to do?
Go cry about it.
Oh, okay. I'm seriously just congratulations. But I also want your recommendations. If you see people talking about food in really interesting, funny ways, please send them my way.
I've got one.
Oh.
And I'm not going to go into a big explanation because I haven't watched him in a while. That's what you reckon.
That's what?
So it's That's What You Reckon, but it's mm-hmm. the guy's name is Nat.
Okay.
Nat's
yes.
What You Reckon.
Okay. How do I find them?
Put it into your phone.
Yes. I don't really understand TikTok. I just know what it brings me. Okay. Nat, how you spell it? Nat's.
So I follow him on Instagram.
Nat's What I Reckon. It's Nat's,
Nat's What I Reckon.
I'm following right now. Nat's What I Reckon.
Okay.
Okay. Followed. Okay. Good to know. So
he's
and then
excellent.
I'd like to have some of these people on the show because I love the idea that people, it's why I love following Bethany Frankel. You know, she's always talking about food and trying things.
And what's that hot older guy?
Ross
the
Matthews.
Bald one.
No. Oh. I don't know.
Stanley Tucci.
Oh, Stanley Tucci. Yeah.
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 Oh. Is he not hot?
He's Would you hot. Date Stanley? Because you like an older man.
I do really enjoy an older man.
Let me answer, ask the question. Would you date?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Stanley Tucci.
Let me ask it.
Okay.
Would you do Stanley Tucci?
Yes, I would. Cry about it.
Go. Oh my God. Stanley, don't make Stanley Tucci cry. Stanley Tucci, I don't know. He may be married, but a chance with Bethy.
Go cry about it.
Okay, hey, when we come back, doables and more.
Oh, hi, Rossa peeps. It's me, Ross, and your co-host, Bethy. Hi.
Hi. Ross, we need to get people rating our podcast, and they can review it on iTunes.
Does that really matter?
It really makes a huge difference, and it helps other people find the podcast as well.
So what do they do? How do they rate it and review it?
So if you go to iTunes and you scroll down to the bottom of our podcast, it will give you the option of reviewing. You do need to sign in to your iTunes account And then you can give us a 5-star review and a little, a little blurb about why you love the podcast. And that will get other people listening to it. Truly.
I like how you describe it. First, you have to this. And then. And then you. Anyway, thanks a lot for rating and reviewing us. Bethy says it's important, so do it. Okay, everybody, thank you. Yeah. Okay, back to the program. It's time for our, Bethy, it's been about us enough. It's time to highlight a Rossa Peep of the week.
Okay, I feel like this Rossa Peep of the week might be a little selfish of me to have chosen. Why? For us to have chosen.
Why?
Because she made my sausage bread.
Go cry about it.
So we've got Michelle Wilson, who is our Rossa Peep of the week.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
And some other people made my sausage bread as well.
Well, I just have to give her a big shout out because she did make Nancy or Barbara?
Barb.
It was your neighbor who would bring you the sausage wreath every year. And so Michelle made it and she did use the spicy sausage like I recommended.
Yes.
And I do believe she did dip in a marinara.
I don't see that she mentioned a marinara, Ross.
That's just my fan fiction then. She should have.
Okay.
But she did use my spicy sausage and other people tried it as well, right?
Other people tried it as well. And do you know what's funny? Because this woman, Barb, my family friend, was up for the last couple of days helping me plan Dad's funeral.
Oh, see?
They're like family. So this really is a family recipe, sausage bread. So thank you. Do you know what? I think I said the name completely wrong. This is Michael W. Not Michelle.
Well, you'll always be Michelle to us, Michael. Thank you. You know, also I made the, you challenged me to make my mom's spritz cookies and I did. I got the gun and I made them. It was way harder than it looks. That gun is no joke. Like, I don't think it's good.
Really? Oh, no.
Yeah, so eventually I just like rolled the dough into circle and started cutting a log and like cut it into circles, you know, because I was like, enough.
Really?
Yeah. And I was convinced that I could make them healthier. So I used Splenda instead of sugar and they tasted not great. And so I had one or half of one and Willie had a half one. He was like, oh, and then nobody had any. And they sat there for 2 weeks. And then I threw them out. Because like they were stale. Nobody had it. People in the comments were like, that's a waste of food. Okay. Well, it was a cup of flour. Everybody calm down. It was a cup of flour and 1 2-week old cube of butter that sat on a counter. Okay. So I'm not going to give that to the neighbors. Nobody wanted it. They weren't good, but I have to say I enjoyed the process. It made me feel like food does that, you know,
it does. Yeah. It does that. And I'm so glad you made them.
I'll make them next year too. And maybe I will crack the code. I was going to see if I could get like coconut flour and coconut oil, but I don't know. Maybe there's a way to make them healthier. I don't know.
I bet somewhere on Pinterest, there's a healthy spritz cookie recipe. That's not just substituting Splenda.
Yeah. I don't recommend that. It had
really?
Mm-hmm. You know, like that Diet Coke aftertaste.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I did it wrong. Maybe it was just like, maybe Splenda works in things with like some chocolate in it. It's like some more flavors than just flour and Splenda. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's what Spritz cookie is butter, flour, one egg, and sugar. That's it.
Yeah.
Vanilla extract. So you kind of,
like, why not just do the normal recipe and then just have a little bit?
Well, next year, that's probably what I'll do. Because I thought maybe if I, my goal was to make it healthier and have more.
Yeah.
And I'd rather would have had just one that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Next year.
Oh, last thing I want to talk about is, I don't even know. I was going to do a hot take. Do we even care? Do you want to do a hot take?
I want to do a hot take.
Well, hot take is when I get your impromptu hot take, you don't know what ingredient, what thing I'm going to throw out there, but it's something that I can't get off my mind. And okay. So I think by talking about it, I won't have to eat it. So it's time for hot take.
Does that really work?
I don't know if it works, but here's the hot take. I want your hot take on toast. I can't stop thinking about toast.
Toast is a huge deal in the UK.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every
People
time I FaceTime you,
toast.
You'd be like having a piece of toast with marmalade or something.
Oh, not marmalade, friend. It's apricot jam.
That was it.
Maman, apricot jam. The best.
Really?
Yes. But I love it so.
What's your relationship with toast now? Can I tell you, like, I love like a sourdough toast.
Oh, yeah.
With butter and salt. Or butter and some honey with a little sea salt on that. Oh, my God.
Okay. One of my most favorite foods in the entire world is sourdough toast, slices of a beautiful tomato, salt.
I can see this. What about this sourdough tip? Have you ever done? Because I'm getting excited. Sourdough toast right out of the toaster. So it's like, ow. And you put like peanut butter on it and peanut butter starts to melt. And it's just so decadent. And so like peanut the bread toast. Is sour. The peanut butter is like.
Do you know what, again, Barb used to make us when we were kids?
I feel like I'm going to make out with Barb. Honestly, Barb, really, I'm into everything she does.
She would do fondue. I mean, she was such a good cook. She would make us grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah, what kind of bread?
Probably Wonder Bread. This was back in the day.
It's
basically toast with hot melted peanut butter.
That's nice. Really nice. My mom would always do, she'd make her own jam every summer and freezer jam. And so I would do the sourdough toast, butter, and then strawberry jam on it.
Yes.
Yeah. And that is maybe one of the best things I've ever had.
Yeah. Do you not do a little bit of salt on there as well?
I wouldn't do that. No. Maybe now I would. That seems pretty fancy, you know?
Yeah. Anything salted.
We're not doing fleur de sel in Mount Vernon, Washington, you know, in my household growing up. It would have been like table salt.
The girl with the umbrella.
Yes. Rain salt. What was it called?
It was called Bupanomo salt.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, man. So how do you take your toast, everybody? Let us know in the Facebook group. I want to thank everybody who's been joining the Facebook group. I see you all, almost up to 6,000 people in there now, Bethy.
That's crazy. I have been emotionally distant from the Facebook group, and that's also changing in the near, not with our Facebook group in particular. I've been emotionally distant with social media, but I don't do resolutions, but this year I'd like to not be quite so distant.
You have been focused on other things, but I want you to know, I want you to know how much I'm there for you. You already know that. I know I don't need to tell you that, but I want you to know how much our community is there for you. And the whole point of this conversation is about being there for each other, right? During the journey, ups and downs, during the hard parts, during the celebratory parts, during all of it, is about rooting for each other, comforting each other, championing each other, and holding each other accountable. So I'm excited about what this next year is going to bring. I need you to take care of you, and I'll continue to take care of you and your friends, and our community will. And that goes for everybody in our community. We got you, girl. Okay.
And for you too. Take care of my Rossi poo.
Thank you. Yeah. If no one takes care of me, what am I going to do?
Go cry about it.
All right. If you want to follow Bethy, she is at Hunger Mama on all social media. I'm at Hello Ross. The show is an Instagram. It's Hello Ross Pod. And of course the website is recipes.com, or Facebook group. Search recipes in Facebook. You'll see all your friends there with you. Thanks so much for listening. Brand new episode next week as well. Wherever you get your podcast, you know how I know? If you're listening to one right now. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Go cry about it.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.